Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 136 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? You guys are. First of all, let me thank you for tuning in to Showtime and watching the new special, Historically Incorrect. Judging by your tweets and Facebook and everything, you guys thought it was funny. I appreciate the love and support. Tell your friends that the show will be airing all month on Showtime. It's in heavy rotation. Check it out, my new special, Historically Incorrect. Thank you. And on that note, one of the things you do when you're premiering anything on TV is a lot of publicity. And I got to give shout-outs to two great people that I met this week interviewing me on their shows. First, Colin Cowherd. His show is called The Herd. It's on Fox Sports Radio and simulcast on TV. I've listened to him on Sports Talk Radio quite a bit over the years. He's a great guy. It was a fun interview. It was funny. He's sharp. We had a good time. It's up on my Facebook page, Facebook/Alonzo Bowden. It's also on my website, and it was a great interview. And the other one, and this woman is just fantastic. Her name's Stephanie Miller, and she had a talk show. She had a late-night talk show in the early 90s, and she's been on radio forever. We have a mutual friend, John Fugelsang, who she's... I've been doing John's show quite a bit. It's on XM Insight Radio. That's 121 on XM. It's great. And I've known Stephanie. She's known me, but we never met. We had so much time doing her show. It's called the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour. You can get it online. She also has a morning radio show in L.A. It might be syndicated. I believe it's syndicated nationwide. But anyway, Stephanie's a blast. Funny, outspoken, great interviewer. We laughed. We talked. It was mutual crushes shared between me and Stephanie. She's great. She said something very interesting. She does a lot of political talk and left-wing talk and so on. She said that she was at a party or some event, and a Republican friend was laughing. And she said, "What are you laughing about?" And she said that he told her, "Well, the Democrats have the easily most qualified candidate to be president of the United States, and instead they're throwing all their support to an old Jewish socialist." And I think, you know, you've heard me say it before. I support Hillary Clinton, and I think the Democrats, I don't think they're going to lose this one from the front, but they certainly are capable. It's Hillary's weak point is charisma. She doesn't come across personable or funny or whatever when she does her public speeches. I don't think she connects with people who don't already support her, you know, whereas Bernie does, because Bernie, but she's pointing out some things about Bernie. The campaign's getting a little tougher. She did win Nevada, and that was expected, and she won the Nevada caucus. She is ahead in delegates, even though Bernie's doing well, but she pointed out that Bernie's a one-issue candidate. His response to everything is blame Wall Street. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. I just don't see America voting for a tax increase. Hillary Clinton is always, and I've said this before, she sounds presidential. When asked about issues, she has answers, whether the issues be the economy or any international affairs, terrorism, our relations with Europe, our dealings with Putin, et cetera, et cetera. She's up on it. She's been in, you know, here's the thing about being the president. I don't know where people get this idea that, you know, it's really good, a president with no experience. That's what we want. We want a president that's outside the system. For one thing, but how is Bernie Sanders outside the system and Hillary in the system? Because she took some money from Wall Street. Guess what? Everyone does. Everyone. And if Bernie was president, Wall Street would have an influence on his presidency. Don't, you know, these people, and I respect young people, and I respect the fact that you guys want to change the system and you're tired of the way things go. That's always the case. Any generation, the younger people want change because young people aren't included in the system. Sorry, that's how it works. But this fantasy that Bernie Sanders is going to become president and the Congress is going to say, well, you know, you're right. Socialism, we never thought of that. Yeah, let's turn down all the money that our donors are giving us for their causes, for their lobbies, their, you know, yeah, we're going to give all that up. Thank you, Bernie. It's not going to happen. I'd rather have a president who knows how to work within the system and get things done. That's what Barack Obama did, and he learned it the hard way. It's like customer service. Congress's default answer is no. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on with the Supreme Court. The Constitution specifically says it's the president's job to nominate a Supreme Court justice. Justice Scalia died. The first thing Congress said is, well, we don't want the president nominating a justice. All these people who yell Constitution, Second Amendment, blah, 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 right now, and it's all their presidential candidates, whether it be Trump, Cruz, Rubio, they're all just, no, this, we need to ignore the Constitution and not allow Barack Obama to nominate a Supreme Court judge. So it's not going to be any different with Bernie. I don't know why you think it is. I don't know why you think suddenly Congress is going to be, well, we've been wrong. We didn't, thank you, Bernie. We feel the burn. Tax increase equals unelectable. That's my opinion. I've received some feedback, some of it very interesting, some debates from younger people. I love that. Not this stupid name-calling aspect of it, but when people have a different opinion, I promise you, I will not block you from any of my social media pages unless you're cursing and ranting like that. And I don't always engage because sometimes it's just a never-ending battle. I'm not out to change your mind. I'm out to state my position. And I can because it's my website and it's my podcast and it's my social media page. And that's how it works. Okay, I mentioned that Hillary won Nevada. Donald Trump won South Carolina. I don't know if that's a surprise or not. South Carolina, not the brightest state in the union. You're going to get mad at me? It's okay. My mom's from South Carolina. There's the key word, from. She left, went to New York. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for allowing me to grow up in New York and not South Carolina. I really appreciate that. Anyway, Donald Trump wins South Carolina. Ben Carson loses. Ooh, black guy lost in South Carolina? I'll be damned. Wonder how that happened. Maybe he should have wrapped himself up in the flag. Yeah, I know it's a cheap joke, but it's late. I'll take it. Rubio second, Cruz is third. More and more talk about is Cruz qualified or allowed to be president because he was born. And by the way, his name is Rafael Eduardo, not Ted. And maybe that got out. Maybe the Rafael Eduardo. I ain't voting for no sumbitch Mexican. Some bitch Mexican, some bitch named Rafael Eduardo Cruz. The hell kind of name is that? Ain't no president of this country. Next thing you know, they tell me that the president named Hussein. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so it was Trump, Rubio, then Cruz, and Jeb dropped out. I knew Jeb was in trouble. Everyone knew Jeb was in trouble, but Jeb brought out W. Okay, when you bring out George W. Bush to help you with anything, not just a presidential election, anything, you are in trouble when you get W to help you. So Jeb is done, and goodbye, good riddance, blah, blah, blah. I don't think there's any surprises in South Carolina. The Trump thing, it's funny, you know, when I did my special, Historically Incorrect, I recorded it May of last year, and I didn't do that much on Trump because I didn't think he'd still be around. I didn't think he'd have this much traction, so... I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't know if America is the best or worst country in the world. You know, Cruz is a perfect example. Okay. Rafael Eduardo Cruz hates immigrants. Now, is that horrible or is that great that we have a country that the son of a refugee born in another country could grow up and run for president based on hating immigrants? That's a hell of a country we got going. Some bitch. That's all I got to say. And this podcast is tight. It's shorter because there's not a lot going on. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. Beyonce's black. Stop the presses. Beyonce's black. There is a lot going on. If you haven't seen the video, do yourself a favor. Look up the YouTube clip, the video clip, the Saturday Night Live clip of white people reacting when they found out Beyonce is black. It is absolutely hilarious. I'm talking about the Super Bowl performance and new video. People are still talking about it. They're still mad at Beyonce. She had the nerve to tell the police to stop shooting us. And by us, she meant black people. She's from Alabama and Louisiana and has black features. She's singing about it. Scaring the children, Beyonce. Scaring the children. I don't get into this pop music debate, but on this one's hilarious. So I say, good for you, Beyonce. You do. What did the kids say? You do you. Yeah, I'm old enough to say, what did the kids say? Let me tell you something. I flew today. The airport, that's going to be my get off the lawn moment. One day at the airport. First of all, if you're a grown man, no one wants to see your feet. It's bad enough you're traveling in flip-flops, but now you're going to kick the flip-flops off and just have your bare feet out there for all of us to share. To quote my friend Gary Goldman, brilliant comic. Anyway, sorry, got off topic. Beyonce, that the video from Saturday Night Live is hilarious. The movie Deadpool, I saw that. Very funny movie. The opening credits are funny. Produced by Asshats. That's one of the credits. Hilarious. Go see Deadpool. It's rated R, kids. That ain't going to stop you. You'll get in. That's pretty much it. I could tell you the NBA All-Star game last week was great. The dunk contest was historic. Another thing to go back on video and check out. We could go through the presidential election candidate by candidate, but why? We're just going to follow primaries now and kind of keep score. Clippers, looking tough for the home team. Beat San Antonio, which is great. Lost to Golden State, which is not so great. Tar Heels lost to Duke. Don't ever mention that to me again. I'm kidding, but I'm a Tar Heels fan. And me, what's going on? I'm leaving again. Yeah, back to cruising. This week is smooth jazz, next week will be 80s, and the following week will be gospel. Yeah, I'm doing a gospel cruise. No, I don't know what I'm going to talk about on that one. But anyway, historically incorrect, my Showtime special will be in heavy rotation. I taped a great couple of episodes of Jay Leno's Garage with Jay. Those are going to be coming up. Things are going good. I'm staying busy. I really do appreciate the support from you fans. There are people coming up to me more and more at my shows who say they listen to the podcast. I did Adam Carolla's podcast again this week. A lot of people hear me on Adam's show. Now I've got Stephanie Miller and Colin Cowherd, who I had a great time with. So, yeah, things are good. And I hope they're good for you, too. Listen, if you're on the East Coast, it's been a bit chilly, but hang in there. March is coming. It's going to warm up. If you're in L.A., it's been a bit hot, but hang in there. March is coming. It's going to cool off. I love you guys. I thank you for listening. Please share my podcast. Tell them about the special. Keep watching. Keep laughing. You guys are the absolute best. This is Alonzo Bowden signing off. Thank you.